Breakfast time live from Monte Cassino, because this is there where we are hosting our final leg of the Stand Bang Business Breakfast Series here at Monte Cassino. What a lineup we have. We've spoken to him on the phone a couple of times leading up to this morning, and here he is in the studio live with us, Warren Whiteley. Warren, thanks for joining us. I did warn you, if we lose the World Cup bid, we're going to bother you every time this morning, every day this time.
Yep.
Oh, no, it's just some sad news, man. We spoke to Brady earlier. You took it personally. What happened, Warren?
Wow, that's a difficult question to answer.
And go. Warren Whiteley, why did we lose the World Cup?
I'm still in shock. I can't answer that question. I'm still in shock. Really sad. I honestly thought we had it in the bag. I really, really believed it. We were making plans. I mean, I was in Durban this weekend with a bunch of my mates. I mean, we were already making plans for 2023.
Wow.
So, to go watch the games and support the Booker. So, extremely disappointed, eh?
What is most shocking about it? The fact that we lost it, or the fact that we lost it to France? What's that about?
I honestly didn't think France would get it. I thought perhaps Ireland. You know, they haven't had a World Cup there before. It would be amazing for their country. They've developed the game there tremendously over the last couple of years. And France had the World Cup 10 years ago, a couple of years ago. So it just didn't seem likely. And there popped up France. I couldn't believe it.
So, Warren, we're playing France this weekend. Is that not the biggest revenge match?
Yes, come talk to me now.
The biggest revenge match ever in the history of rugby. If you were captaining this Saturday, would you bring it up?
Wouldn't you guys be like the army of 300?
No, you can't.
Come on. Wouldn't you guys be like 300? This is Boca!
This is the team. This is the country that stole the Rugby World Cup from us. Warren.
No, you can't. I mean, you can't bring it up, but look, it will be in the back of the guys' minds, but by no means. I mean, they'll be focused, you know, with the job at hand. And look, we didn't perform well last week, so this is going to be a really, really important game for us coming up this weekend. And the French are a different kettle of fish at home. We know that we beat them quite convincingly here in a three-match test series, but this is going to be a bit different. And look, you are right. I mean, there will probably be a bit of niggle.
Yeah.
But the boys will be focusing on the job at hand, that's for sure.
Do you think we could convince them to maybe be spreading butter on stuff?
As, on the ball?
Or just let them see them eating butter. Because I truly believe whichever hotel that team is staying at, if they're truly patriotic, they're going to get rid of all the butter in the hotel. They will serve everyone except the French team.
It's a big thing. There was a news story yesterday. They're running short on
apparently
butter.
Apparently they're running short on butter.
Oh, my word. They'll take that personally.
Exactly. Listen, a kid called in just now and said, tell them that the Eiffel Tower is skewed. Childish tactics, but we're going to get to them. Warren, I mean, so many questions about South African rugby at the moment, and I understand the fact that you have to be diplomatic. I appreciate that. But just on a rugby viewer's level, watching the game last week, people are asking questions. Is it the coach? Are the players not motivated? Personally, I've got a problem with... I don't think that the ball's been cleared from the scrum quickly enough. Mm. Everybody, I mean, you know, us rugby couch coaches. what is our challenge?
Wow,
I know it's unfair.
I'm really getting asked the easy questions this morning.
It's going to get easier, Warren. what is the big challenge for South African rugby?
Wow, cohesion.
Okay,
cohesion from top to bottom.
Okay.
That's our biggest challenge. We don't have cohesion at the moment, and that's vitally important. I mean, the professional game of rugby, it's less than a percentage. You are less than a percent off your game, and not just your game. I mean, it can be anything. And, you know, you're going to get a hiding, and that's the difference. And we need cohesion from top to bottom.
From what I understand of you as a captain, is that you just resonate with all the players and the coaches and everybody, and that's an important role to play, is bringing everybody together and accommodating that cohesion. So we're very excited to get you back in the team. Are you excited? Are you like burning to get onto that pitch?
I am. I can't
and make a change and make a difference?
Wait. Yeah, look, I just want to contribute more than anything. I just want to play for this country and be involved and make a difference in every which way I can. I mean, you know, that's what I want to do. I really just want to contribute.
Do we have access to the best players in the world?
100%
for Springboks, for their rugby, for South Africa.
Oh, in terms of players that are playing overseas,
is that a big role?
It does have a role. We can't. I mean, you know, we'd be naive to say that It doesn't play a massive role. Okay. I mean, we have extremely talented players that are playing overseas. And not just that, it's our depth. And we all know that competition breeds excellence. So once you lose that depth, you are losing the competition.
Mm.
Guys aren't competing against each other as they used to. And therefore, that's not breeding that excellence. We're not pushing each other to be better and better. And that's what we're losing at the moment.
Well, you were wrong on your call yesterday about the World Cup, Warren, I'm sorry to say. So
yeah.
Make a call against France this weekend.
No, we'll beat them.
You think?
We'll beat them, definitely.
Okay, last question is the easy question. What is really up with Elton Jantjies' haircut? Liesl actually asked me to ask that question.
No, listen, Elton is unique. He digs it. I know that it's part of his weekly routine, you know, getting his haircut.
Really?
Oh, no, wow.
Yeah, it is. It's like a weekly thing. Yeah, it's fresh cuts. It's just part of what he does. Eh?
Now we know what to do to get him to be really on the right level of anger for the game.
Oh,
take
just
away
mess with his hair.
Well, listen, we're excited to see you on stage in a couple of moments' time, Warren. You're here for the Standard Bank Business Breakfast Series as a rugby player, as a leader. And when it comes to business, you know, leadership plays an enormous role. So we're really looking forward to hearing what you have to say there. We'll check you later at the business breakfast. And very soon, when are you back on the pitch?
Look, I should be 100% in about 3-4 weeks.
Oh,
about
really?
A month's time, yeah.
Oh, wow. Which game are you eyeing?
Well, obviously Super Rugby, but
that'll be the
I'll
next
be 100%.
Yeah.
I am still contracted in Japan, so if I am ready to play, I might play a couple games there, and it will be good for me. You know, by then it will be about 6 months without any rugby, so it'll be good for me to just get a run.
Warren Whiteley, the last thing for you to do is to watch our World Cup video.
Please.
That we thought is going to make a difference to the bid.
It's got heart.
Yeah, it's that it has. It's enthusiastic. What is the other word, the new word for special, where they use the kids? The kids are spirited.
Spirited.
Yes,
It is a spirited video. It's got spirit.
Warren Whiteley, thank you so much for joining us,
everyone.
Warren.